Consciousness, the Inside Story, presented by Maharshi University of Management.
Why is a quantum physicist studying consciousness? By Dr. John Hagelin, whom you may remember from the movie What the Bleep Do We Know. Dr. Hagelin is professor of physics and director of the Institute of Science, Technology, and Public Policy at Maharshi University of Management. This is an excerpt from his address to the 2003 Prophets Conference in Sedona, Arizona.
Thank you very much. I have to start with 3 minutes of science. Not too painful. You can hold your breath for 3 minutes. And I need to talk a little bit about the universe to understand deeply the truth and reality of higher states of consciousness, what they fundamentally are, is that our universe is structured in layers of creation, from superficial to profound, from macroscopic to microscopic, from diversified to unified, from complex to fundamentally simple. This is the world of billiard ball mechanics and celestial mechanics. This is the world of the atom and the atomic nucleus, the domain of quantum mechanics. This is the world of the elementary particles, so-called quantum field theory, in their progressive stages of unification. And this is the recent discovery of the unified field, or superstring field, which represents the discovery of a universal field of intelligence governing the universe, a universal field of consciousness. At the basis of you, at the basis of me, at the basis of everyone and everything in existence. The important thing to understand here, in addition to the fact that our universe is structured in layers of creation, worlds within worlds within worlds, that these deeper worlds at the atomic and nuclear and subnuclear levels are not just smaller. They are qualitatively different. They have their own language, their own logic, their own mathematics. And more importantly, each of these inner worlds is more awake, more intelligent, more dynamic. The qualities of life, consciousness, of subjectivity are becoming increasingly lively at these fundamental scales. Until, with the discovery of the unified field, what we have is a wholly non-material, infinitely dynamic, self-aware, self-interacting field of pure creative intelligence. Now, if we were an audience of physicists or engineers or medical doctors, I would spend 15 minutes right now proving to you that this unified field is a infinitely dynamic, non-material field of self-aware intelligence. But let me just put it on the level of common sense. And a few little arguments. You know the quantum principle, the so-called uncertainty principle? What does it say? It's the principle of increasing dynamism at fundamental scales. It's why nuclear power is a million times more energetic than molecular power, than chemical transformations, than simply burning an object. And why is nuclear power a million times more powerful than chemical power? Because the nucleus is a million times smaller, a million times more fundamental, and hence a million times more powerful than the chemical level. So the deeper you go in nature, the more dynamic nature becomes. Nature wakes up. An increasingly concentrated intelligence expressed in the structure of nature, because this completely unified, indivisible wholeness of life at the basis of all these diversified streams of natural law governing life throughout the universe. What are the laws of nature? They're the orderly principles, the intelligent principles that govern the world around us. So the unified field, as the unified fountainhead of all these myriad laws of nature governing the vast galactic universe, that field must be the most concentrated field of intelligence in nature. And wide awake to itself. Other fields, like the field of light, electromagnetism, doesn't have quite this property of self-awareness. Two beams of light pass right through each other with no scattering, no interaction, no awareness of each other's presence. Light is not aware of light. However, This unified field is aware of itself. It responds dynamically to its own presence, and because of that dynamical self-interaction, systematically brings forth the diversified structure of natural law governing the universe. So the unified field is self-aware, self-interacting, which is a good thing, because there ain't nothing else down there for it to interact with. And it is on the basis of this dynamical self-interaction that the unified field creates creation. So what we have at the foundation of this superficially material universe, the superficially inert universe, is a field of pure life, a field of pure intelligence, a field of pure subjectivity, pure self-awareness. And that's extraordinary. Certainly extraordinary to an audience of engineers and medical doctors who live in a different worldview. It's not their fault. It's the result of 300 years of scientific investigation into billiard ball mechanics. And after 300 years of studying that, you get the impression that the universe is a dead place. You know the whole expression, consciousness, it's a fluke of the universe, a happenstance, bizarre occurrence in an overwhelmingly dead universe. And now we're saying that the core of life, the core of the universe, is pure life. That is remarkable, a revelation, controversial, frankly, in the community of physical scientists. But if I ask this group, is the core of life responsible for the emergence of mind, matter, the whole universe with trillions of galaxies, each with 100 billion suns, and that sustains and nourishes and governs the lives of 7.5 million species here on Earth in Earth's intricate ecosystems, is that source of nature's intelligence a field of death or a field of life, a field of intelligence, a field of consciousness? What is it, consciousness or death? I rest my case. But what we've done in these first few minutes, it took some time, we've reversed an entire worldview in which consciousness is a fluke in an overwhelmingly dead universe, to a whole new view in which matter, the material world, which exists only at the surface level of expression of nature, that this is just the classical tip of an immense quantum mechanical iceberg. And that, in fact, matter is a fluke in an overwhelmingly conscious universe. Now we're in a position to understand higher states of consciousness. What is the meditative experience? What is spiritual experience? What is holistic experience that has been described since time immemorial in every major culture, every major tradition? The human mind, remarkably, has the capability to traverse finer and finer levels of intelligence, finer levels of thought, culminating in the experience of a field of consciousness that is beyond thought, the fountainhead of all mental activity, the fountainhead of the universe. That the human brain physiology can easily traverse the entire range of human intelligence, corresponding to deeper levels of nature's intelligence, culminating in the direct experience of a field of intelligence, a field of consciousness that is completely universal, completely unified in its nature. That experience is spontaneous for many, many people. That experience has been with us for millennia. That experience has been the crowning achievement of the greatest cultures, the greatest enlightened sages. That's amazing. The human brain physiology can fathom the deepest levels of intelligence and ultimately come to rest as consciousness expands to its most expanded state. Consciousness can identify with universal intelligence, universal consciousness. And when that happens, it's dramatic. The transformation in the structure and function of the human brain that supports this expanded state of consciousness is profound. And that's why researchers over the past 25 years have identified the field of holistic experience or spiritual experience or transcendental experience as a fourth major state of human consciousness, distinct from waking, dreaming, and sleeping. All of these states have their subjective characteristic, and they all have their corresponding physiological correlates. The correlates of pure consciousness, fourth state of consciousness, are totally unique and include, among other things, during this meditative state of expanded comprehension, global comprehension, absolute silence, 95% correlation in the electrical activity of the frontal, of the left and right hemispheres of the brain. The whole brain functions in concert. It's remarkable to even see the electrical activity of the meditating brain. How many have ever gotten to see their own EEG? A few people. It's depressing. Oh, there's no order in it whatsoever. It's like perhaps an orchestra warming up before the conductor takes the stand. Every part of the brain, every part of the mind, every part of the personality is doing its own thing. There's very little by way of integrated brain functioning, which is too bad, really, because the research has found that the integrated functioning of the brain, EEG coherence, it's called, and global EEG coherence. EEG coherence correlates with IQ, creativity, learning ability, academic performance, memory, alertness, emotional maturity, moral reasoning, psychological stability. Everything good about the brain depends on its orderly functioning. But orderliness of brain functioning is something we have, more or less, but it can be developed quickly, longitudinally, in students who may not be so orderly, may not be so bright. So as an educational tool, I'm beginning to suggest this universal experience that is our birthright, holistic experience, that is should be fundamental in education, because that experience of this fourth state of consciousness, spiritual experience, holistic experience, is unique. It is the only experience that engages the total brain. It is the only experience that enlivens the total brain. The whole approach to education is archaic. The whole approach to education is still what I would call fact-based education. Education based upon the dissemination of facts, isolated facts of knowledge. Education must incorporate the holistic experience of who we are. Unbounded cosmic nature. If you've been to school recently, you'll remember that the farther you go in school, the more narrow your knowledge becomes. At the age of about 1 month, a child begins to focus that broad comprehension through the narrow channels of perception, can begin to recognize the mother's face, and that's important. And then throughout one's childhood, one becomes more proficient at sharply focusing our awareness to recognize and manipulate the environment. And then, of course, education accentuates and reinforces the ability to focus sharply. No student gets a muy bien star for gazing out the window. By master's level, you discover you're learning more and more about less and less. And by the doctoral level, you really have become the world's greatest expert in nothing. Now, specialization itself is perhaps not the evil. It's the lack of regular experience of unbounded awareness, which is our cosmic self. And without that, we become more and more narrowly focused. We become cerebrally myopic. We can only see the parts, but we lose the whole. And the sort of that gets ingrained in the actual physiological structure of the brain, and it leads to this sort of fragmentation in our experience of life, lack of wholeness in the experience of life. Higher education should be for higher consciousness. It should develop the brain holistically so that the unity of life is a living reality in daily life. The incorporation of holistic experience, the meditative experience, spiritual experience, should precede spending for new prison construction or even internet education. The implications for society of such education which is so incredibly easy to implement. Just by adding to whatever anybody already teaches, add to that experience of fact-based education, consciousness-based education, the regular experience of unbounded awareness that develops the total brain. Thank you.
That was Dr. John Hagelin speaking to the Prophets Conference in Sedona, Arizona. As professor of physics at Maharshi University of Management, Dr. Hagelin teaches one of the required first semester courses for freshmen, Physics 110, Foundations of Physics and Cosmology, Discovery of the Unified Field, and its Practical Applications for Perfection in Life.
Consciousness, the Inside Story, is presented by Maharshi University of Management with degree programs in the arts, sciences, business, and humanities.